The latest genetic stock composition estimates cover the fish caught in the Port Mueller test fishery on June 20th and the 21st. Given a 5 to 8 day travel time, those fish are either just days away or have already arrived in the inshore districts of Bristol Bay. 26.8% of the sockeye analyzed were bound for the Quijack River. That's the largest genetic signal of the season for the Quijack River fish. The data shows that 22.6% of the sockeye were bound for the Igigik River, 13.6% were bound for the Wood River in the Nooshigak District. 8.8% of the sockeye analyzed were headed to the Nooshigak River. Tim Sands is the ADFNG Area Management Biologist for the Nooshigak District, and he says it's a good sign that over 20% of the fish are apparently bound for the Nooshigak and Wood Rivers.
That's a good chunk, and the Wood River was higher than the Nooshigak. Not triple, but it was higher than the Nooshigak, and again, that's encouraging. So I'm optimistic that, like I said, we'll have plenty of opportunity here to harvest fish, and there'll be some fish around to harvest.
Fishermen in the Ugashik District have harvested nearly 1 million sockeye so far this season, and there are apparently additional Ugashik River sockeye in the pipeline because the latest genetics indicate that nearly 10% of the sockeye that passed the Port Mueller test fishery on June the 20th and 21st were from the Ugashik River stock. The next highest percentage was 9% for North Peninsula sockeye. 7.3% were Naknek River fish. 1% were apparently bound for the Togiak River. All of the other stocks were less than 1%, including the Alagnak and Agushik River stocks. Many stakeholders and observers of the commercial sockeye fishery in Bristol Bay wait anxiously for the latest stock composition estimates from the fish caught in the Port Mueller test fishery. However, those estimates have some biases, according to the University of Washington's Curry Cunningham. He's one of the staff with the Fisheries Research Institute, which tracks the sockeye run on a day-to-day basis.
Earlier arriving runs like Igigik tend to be overrepresented in the Port Mueller genetic samples across the season, as well as Nooshigak. The Naknek Quijack, on average, as a district, tends to be underrepresented in terms of the genetic samples early in the season.
In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.